talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Yes, children, this is the Cool Out Corner. We're slowing it down for all the lovers in the house.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And that's what the Rams do best. When you look at Chris Long and you look at Robert Quinn, I'm telling you, these two men can rush the passer. And the Mighty Quinn, have you heard the song?
You've not
seen nothing like the Mighty Quinn. You know the song. Come on without, come on within. You heard it? You've not seen nothing like the Mighty Quinn. Come on without. This guy can rush the passer. You like that song?
It could be a long night.
So, Kanye, you've been hanging out with Jesus lately. How's that going?
Great.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Give the man some croissants, will ya?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Worst episode ever.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You're a gay racist.
Roll another one.
I find that offensive.
Just like the other one.
Hey, how's that going?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Honestly, just look at the cleavage.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I don't like it.
Roll another one.
Your breasts look amazing.
Just like the other one.
It's very big of you to admit these things.
This one seems to be about to end.
Hey, Mookie, forget about it.
I don't have another cent.
Okay, guys, hey, guess what? You just got blazed.
Yeah! Oh, that joint.
You still smoke weed? You party?
Just pass it around. Ooh. Oh, that joint, my friend.
Wow, that is a lot of Chick-fil-A.
And now.
And who are you, my little friend? Not a spoon, not a fork, but something in between, a fapoon. What will you think of next, Germany?
Our feature presentation.
I don't think we want the answer to that question. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday.
No. Denied. It's the 1st of November.
Yep. Stop it.
Denied.
Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving. Turkey things are going to happen.
Bite.
Gobble, gobble.
That isn't good for you.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind the tree. I wish the pilgrims could see. But I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window place.
Will you stop it with that?
Excellent.
Excellent. Cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks.
That's just not
behind
good.
Behind the tree.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
That's,
sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Love it.
Yeah, that time of year, that magic time of year for Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Hey, party people, welcome on into yet another.
I understand why spooks are outside your window, but cooks, why are they outside your window?
You're going to have to take that up with DJ O'Markin. Right. I don't know. Who knows what he was on when he recorded that years ago. For anyone like me who has experienced the exhilaration of finding a $10 bill in your pants that you forgot about,
right?
This story is for you. Here's a guy in Norway. Christopher Koch is his name. Back in 2009, he was writing a thesis on encryption. And at the time, bitcoins were becoming a thing. And he decided that that was going to be part of his thesis. So he, you can already see where this story is going.
Sure.
So he bought $26 worth of bitcoins back in 2009. Now, bitcoins, for folks who haven't heard us talk about it before, this is a virtual currency. I don't pretend to understand it, but I do know that it is a digital currency that can be bought and sold like a stock online. And it seems to me from the news stories that I've seen that the price varies pretty wildly on, you know, when you get in on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all shaky.
I guess like a lot of, you know, like a lot of volatile stocks, sometimes it's worth a lot, sometimes it's not worth all that much, but it's becoming, every year it gets bigger and bigger. You can actually go online and buy things with bitcoins now. There's the first ever Bitcoin ATM that just opened up in Vancouver, British Columbia. So it's becoming a thing. So 2009, he buys $26 worth of bitcoins and finishes his paper and goes about his life. And what, 4 years have gone by now? He completely forgot about it. Until fairly recently, when he started to see a lot of stories in the news about bitcoins. And he thought, hey, wait a minute.
Not that one time, do that one thing.
Right. He scoured his memory for the password for the encrypted wallet that held his investment. He opened it up and found out that it was now worth, at that time anyway, it was worth about $850,000.
What? Yes! What are you...
Yes, $850,000.
It can't be.
That's, surprise that was awaiting him.
That's not – A, not possible.
It makes no sense.
Remember we heard at the time when we had the guy on that there's a limited number of bitcoins. It's not like dollars where they just print more and they're all worth about the same. There's a limited number of it, like gold, so it can go wildly up the charts in terms of how valuable it is.
So can he turn around and actually just sell it right then and get the money?
He just traded it in or however you do it. Yeah, he got the money and bought himself a condo.
Wow. Yeah.
Bought himself a house.
My
basically.
God.
By the way, that was back in April is when this happened. It just reported this week in the news. It is now worth that that same amount of bitcoins is now worth just over $1 million. So he actually screwed himself by taking it out last spring and buying a condo because now it's worth another $150,000.
Can you explain to me if Bitcoin is digital, then what are you getting at the ATM?
I do not understand.
A receipt, maybe?
Maybe a card. It's a card that that puts in that encrypts it into your into a credit card or something like that. It puts it in the strip. I don't know.
Hmm.
Is that a crazy story?
Yeah.
When he bought his 5,000 bitcoins, they were worth 20 cents each. When he sold them or divested, they were worth $210 each.
Holy cow.
So that's a thing that happened.
Another investment opportunity I missed.
I need Bitcoin.
Chalk it up.
I need that now.
Yeah, too
gotta
late,
get some bitcoins.
My dear.
Exactly.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What the hell is that smell?
That's mugs.
You
everyone
tell me,
knows
Doc.
That. Today we're going to take calls from people who have framed somebody else.
Oh, interesting.
You frame somebody. It's a great story out of Southern California that we think you'll love.
Are we including siblings?
I think anyone.
I think so.
All right, then. I'm in.
But the bigger the crime, the better. Let's be honest. Movie beat today because
so
it's
you're
Friday.
Asking people to call and confess those crimes, Kevin.
That's a brilliant idea. Technically, no.
That's what you're saying.
Not technically. Brand new Bean's Death Corner. We have How Does the Story End? We have Alyssa Milano on the program today.
Ooh.
And we have some more tickets for Thor the Dark World.
Excellent.
That's coming up. We'll take a break and come back with the showbiz. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock. It is 5:51.
Ralph Garman taking a couple of days off. He's back home in Philadelphia. We could not be more happy to welcome his replacement, ladies and gentlemen. The great comedian Brad Williams joins us in studio here on the world-famous K-Rock. Hi, Brad.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy. So great to see you, my friend.
Happy post-Halloween, everybody.
Brad, of course, is a very famous comedian. He's going to be appearing at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank with four big shows over Thanksgiving weekend. So nice you get to be home for the holiday, Friday
Absolutely.
And Saturday night, the 29th and 30th. If you want to get tickets, they're just $20 at flapperscomedy.com. What does a little person do on Halloween? Is this a big night for you or a night that you are that you don't look forward to, Brad?
I love it. Unlike most some holidays that I fear, like Christmas and St. Patrick's Day.
Right, sure.
With being a dwarf is just a
terrible thing to be on that those days. Halloween is an excellent day to be a dwarf because every costume that you do just is made more awesome by the fact that you're a dwarf.
No question. And you can trick-or-treat for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
You don't face that, hey, you're about 15, why don't you just hit the pavement?
I throw on a mask.
Boom.
Cover the stubble.
Love it.
And we're good. That's it. And by the way, I had some trick-or-treaters last night. There was a 50-year-old in a bunny mask. And I didn't know if he was there to kill me. I didn't know if this was the beginning of the Purge movie. I don't know what was happening, but it was terrifying.
Now, the photo that you tweeted out yesterday of you in the Miley Cyrus, it was a Miley Cyrus wrecking ball costume, right?
Yes.
And you had an actual wrecking ball that was tied around your waist or something hanging near your junk.
Yes.
It's very disturbing. And you're wearing it, looked like a toga. I don't know what the hell was going on. But is that, did you go out to a party or something last night with that?
Yeah. I did 2 days of partying in that costume. I was at the Magic Castle, and then last night I was at the Slide Bar down there downtown Fullerton, which was just a whore parade. It was great.
Well, that's Halloween in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Whore parade.
Check out my Instagram or my Twitter to see that photo of me as the Miley Cyrus wrecking ball costume with official dyed blonde hair. Actual dyed blonde hair.
Yes, you do.
Dyed his hair for this. Yeah.
I'm dedicated. And this,
he's committed.
And here's the thing about Halloween, which is almost just as good as the actual holiday, is the next day you get that post-Halloween walk of shame, and that is unbelievable.
Now, what's that? How does that work?
That's when the girl makes a bad decision and goes home with a guy and then has to walk back to her car or something in the costume that she was wearing the night before.
I got you. So it makes it even better.
This morning, no joke, I saw a girl dressed as a sexy fairy.
Right.
That was just stumbling back to her car. And you know that scene from, like, the Peter Pan play where, like, Tinkerbell drinks the poison and dies? And Peter tries to get the audience to, like, clap and, like, oh, bring her back to life. You can clap. It would have taken the L.A. Coliseum clapping to get this woman back into fighting shape.
Oh,
she was just...
man.
Gone.
Yeah. You know, I don't think we've ever done this phone topic, Kevin, but I bet there are a lot of stories of people who hook up on Halloween night and really kind of don't know what the other person looks like because they're wearing some sort of crazy costume or makeup or something like that. And then the next day, maybe you see them with all that off and it's not as pretty.
Absolutely. Last night at the Slide Bar, there was a guy dressed as, or maybe it was a guy, I don't know, dressed as Ted, teddy bear. Full costume.
Yeah.
And, like, the head and everything, and he was getting all the chicks. Like, everyone was grinding up on Ted and just, like, doing everything. And I'm looking at, like, okay, Halloween, okay to be a furry.
Yeah, true. That's sort of okay to be pretty much anything.
Yeah, every other day, the furries are looked at as, like, I don't know. But then on Halloween, they all jump on the man wagon and say, let's do this thing. It's great.
Good times.
Yeah. Now, there is actual show business news going on, ladies and gentlemen, so let's get to that. Speaking of Halloween, I was looking through all the Instagram photos of certain celebrities in terms of their costumes.
Right.
Some of them had great ones. Give credit to the aforementioned Miley Cyrus for her costume. She went as Little Kim.
Right.
From the 99 VMAs with a shell over the one boob. Good costume. I think it's a good costume.
Boob is an exaggeration, but in that area.
The chest area. The mosquito bite where a boob could be thought to being.
Right.
Sure. But I think the winner for celebrity Halloween costume has got to go to Honey Boo Boo's family.
Oh, I didn't see them.
I didn't see that either.
They went as the Kardashians.
Oh.
And
sweet.
Wow, the detail.
Is Mama June Kim?
Mama June went as...
Or Kris Jenner.
Mama June went as the mansion that Kim and Kanye bought. Mama June did go as Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's awesome.
Honey Boo Boo went as Kris Jenner. So she's the family patriarch
right there. God.
And it's worth it just to see Sugar Bear as Bruce Jenner.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just do yourself a favor. Google the photo. Go to TMZ and check that out because they just aced it.
That's awesome.
So we poke fun at Honey Boo Boo a lot, but man, good job. Now, how much candy does Honey Boo Boo have to eat to make it a special day?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of candy that she eats on a typical day. Like, this is just like full diabetic coma.
Like, I picture her trick-or-treating and then eating all of that and then trick-or-treating again. Like, all night she just keeps up with it, eating it.
Or maybe an IV, just a candy corn IV is candy what she gets corn on IV. Halloween.
Yeah. Her favorite foods are sketty and butter.
Dave is tweeting out the Kardashian Honey Boo Boo photo from at Kevin and Bean, if anyone's on Twitter and wants to take a look at it right now. It's pretty awesome. And you're right, Sugar Bear, he's incredible as Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing, like, an Olympic costume, you know, and, you know, Olympic, like, running outfit, like Bruce did in the decathlon.
Sure.
Except he's got, you know, the big old gut. He's got the woman's wig on. It just is perfect.
Moving on to the next thing, to something that brought me so much joy that's something that just depresses me. Metallica has announced that they are Justin Bieber fans.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
No.
My first instinct on this story is Metallica's got a sense of humor. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't buy it.
But I don't. I think they're real. Like, they like the way Lars was talking about it, here's why it came up. Metallica was being interviewed by a rock magazine, and I guess Bieber posted some clip on YouTube of him humming Fade to Black or singing Fade to Black.
Doing a Metallica song.
Yeah, something like that. And Metallica was asked about it, and James Hetfield said that they're believers, and I guess everyone sort of laughed. Then Lars backed him up. And said, no, he's really talented, and with all the stuff that he's going through, it has to mess with your head, it has to F with your head, and he still does it. He's really talented. Listen, all this stuff he's going through, and he still does it, he's showing up to work.
Yeah.
Lars is giving him credit for showing up. You mean I can show up to work, effed up, and up on the scissor, and all that, and I can make a bajillion dollars?
And in bad shape, and late, and all those problems?
He's a hero!
Yeah.
He's a hero.
Brad, you gotta start spitting on your fans, man. You are way behind, man.
No kidding! You know what? Coal miners, you're not a hero.
Nope.
Justin Bieber, this guy, he's talented. Come on, Metallica?
I'm not buying it.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Born on this day, November 1st, publisher of Hustler, Larry Flint, is 71 years old today.
Singer, he does good work.
He does good work. Singer Lyle Lovett is 56. Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers, 51.
Wow.
Did not know that. I'm feeling old. Drummer Rick Allen of Def Leppard is 50. Someone should get him an arm. Actress Toni Collette is 41. Jenny McCarthy is also 41 today. I am Brad Williams, and I pitter-patter on the show biz.
I think I know what this Friday needs, you guys. I think I know what we're missing so far.
What's that?
An all-new Beans Death Corner.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Beans Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
I don't think I've ever met anyone in my entire life that likes human death.
Well, I like it if there's a if there's an interesting or funny story attached to it. I don't just want people dying for the sake of dying.
Well, first of all, you do want that, but you don't take as much joy in it.
Certain people, sure, right. Why not? And by the way, how appropriate today on the Day of the Dead that we would be doing an all-new Beans Death Corner.
Makes sense.
And Kevin, this first story is especially for you. I know you saw this one, but you and I both have had our antenna up every time a story comes out of Brazil because you and Brad are heading down there for the World Cup in a few months here.
Yep.
This is João Santos. Were you familiar with him? He's retired now, but apparently he was a popular soccer player in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's got another job now. Excuse me. He had another job. He was working at a health food shop after retiring from the game a couple of years ago. He didn't come home from work a couple of days ago. And his wife thought, hey, that's odd that my husband went out to work and didn't come back. Well, she opened up her door the next morning, and there on the doorstep was her husband's backpack. And inside the backpack was her husband's head.
Oh, no.
Only?
Just his head with the eyes and the tongue cut out.
Oh, no.
The rest of the body has not been found, just the soccer player's head.
Holy crap.
Now apparently, his wife, Geisha, works at a police station. She is in drug enforcement. Okay. And it is thought that maybe this was some sort of a message to her that maybe she should back up on some of her investigations a little bit, or you could end up like your late great husband, Joao.
How awful would you feel if you thought you were responsible for that? Oh.
Can you imagine? I mean, that sounds like something out of a movie, a backpack on the front porch, and you go, I wonder what this is. This is weird. And you open it up, it's what's left of your husband's head.
That doesn't seem good.
Well, it's going to seem like normal when you and Brad head down to Brazil in a couple months here, because apparently that's how they roll down in Brazil. So please enjoy your World Cup.
Sure.
Here's a bizarre story that takes us to Paris, France, a bedroom community, a suburb of Paris called Boussy. Boussy is where it is. There was a man who used to live there who got fired from his job. He was working as an electrician, got fired from his job, and didn't have any money and stopped paying the rent on the apartment. So the apartment was eventually repossessed and resold, apparently without anyone ever going to the apartment to clean it out. So when the person who bought the new apartment, sight unseen, showed up to see his investment, he's one of those super rich guys, he walks in and there's the body of the previous owner hanging by a bed sheet from the ceiling. The man had been dead for 8 years.
Yeah! What? There was still something hanging?
Yes. I assume a skeleton would all that would be left. He had not been heard of since 2005 when he had lost his job as an electrician. No one had been to the apartment. No one had known. People in the building thought that it was just an abandoned apartment. Sure is quiet up there.
Wow.
There was a body hanging in the apartment for 8 years. Obviously, all the utilities and everything had been turned off. But isn't that – can you imagine? No one went looking for this guy?
No one noticed a smell?
That's sad.
Yeah, that is kind of sad, actually.
And that's not one person that said, hey, what happened to that guy?
That is probably how I'm going to go. Here's a happier way to die, I guess. This is in Russia, in the Ukraine, actually. An unidentified 30-something woman died. Her 41-year-old partner lost both of his legs. Why? Because they were having sex on a railroad track.
Oh, what could go wrong with that?
They were drunk, of course. The quote, my girlfriend and I could not overcome our passionate nature and wanted to feel the sense of thrill near a railroad track. By the way, he lost his legs. His girlfriend died. He still may face trespassing charges for being on the track.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's really just piling on.
I'd say he's been punished.
Yeah, I would say so, too. And finally, Kevin, these are absolutely your people. We take you to Hopkinton, New Hampshire. Two men allegedly broke into a business there. It doesn't say what kind. And they decided to break into the safe. 21-year-old Lucas Bork of Allenstown, New Hampshire. Ethan Keeler, also 21, of Epsom, were using an oxy-acetylene blowtorch to try to cut inside a large safe inside a workshop, okay?
Okay.
Well, they were able to successfully get into the safe. They didn't know what was in the safe, and what was in the safe, kids, turned out to be a large amount of commercial-grade fireworks.
Yay!
All right.
They're using a blowtorch on a safe.
What could go wrong?
Through with commercial-grade fireworks. Yes, the two men were, in fact, killed in the blast, and that's how that went.
You know, we should call this What Could Go Wrong.
Yeah, what could go wrong with that?
And that is today's very special Day of the Dead, Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
By the way, is there a category in the Guinness Book of World Records for the professional drummer that has played with the most different bands? Because I think Dave Grohl is going for it.
Oh,
I saw a promo last night on ABC. I was watching Scandal, and they were promoting the Country Music Awards that are happening next Wednesday. Dave Grohl is drumming for the Zac Brown Band.
What?
On that show.
He has to own that record by a lot, right?
I mean, by
he's
a lot,
played
right?
with everybody.
He's the best.
He is.
What the hell is he doing playing with the Zac Brown Band?
He just
though?
Loves being a rock star more than anyone. And it's cool to see that rather than like some rock stars are like, oh, this life sucks. This is depressing.
But you know what?
He owns it.
The other thing about him is that he doesn't consider himself like a rock star. He just loves what he does. Yeah.
He just loves music.
You talk to him, he's so down to earth. It's crazy.
That's the voice of our friend Brad Williams, by the way, who's filling in for Ralph on the Showbiz Beat today. And Brad, I'm glad you're here because I'm debuting a new feature here. We haven't tried this one before, but I can't explain why. I am fascinated with when you type onto your search engine on your computer. You can use Google or Safari or Yahoo, whatever you use. You know how you start to type something in and then the computer gives you options to autocomplete it based on what the most popular searches are for that topic?
Sure.
For instance, if you type in how many gallons – it will autocomplete underneath, and you'll see that the most common things that people type in are how many gallons in a keg or in a liter or in a pool or in a bathtub. And it's a shortcut to give you a chance to get to the page that you're looking for.
Sure. This is Jim Jefferies played a great prank on comedian Eddie Ift.
Oh, right. He gave Eddie AIDS, right?
Yeah, he had all his fans. Jim told all his fans to type into Google, Eddie Ift has AIDS.
Yep.
So whenever my buddy Eddie Ift types in his own name to Google, it auto-completes it as AIDS.
Yep. I'm so happy you remembered that. I had forgotten about that. That's an awesome story. So I thought it might be fun for me to give you the start of what you type into your search engine. And for you guys, we'll go around the room. We'll have Kevin, you'll play. All Brad, right. You'll play. Lisa,
right.
You'll play.
Right.
And we'll just go around just in a real fast circle, and everybody can take a stab, and you get a point if you get one that's on the list.
Okay.
Now,
wait a minute. On the list or first?
Just on the list. Okay. Anyone that comes up on the list. And usually I think, you know, seven or eight or something like that, 10 come up. All right. So this is our new game that we call the autocomplete game.
Ow! How about some heavy metal? Autocomplete game. Hey! Autocomplete game. Hey! Autocomplete game. What does Google think you're trying to search? Autocomplete game. Hey! Autocomplete game. Hey! Autocomplete game. I only search for naked grandmas.
Ow!
Yeah. All right.
Omar has gone bye-bye.
This game sponsored by Satan.
All right. First up on the autocomplete game, Miley Cyrus is. Miley Cyrus is. Kevin, you want to take a stab at it first?
Miley Cyrus is. A whore.
Darn it, you took mine.
I am sorry that whore does not appear.
How can it not appear?
An excellent guess. Brad, you're up next.
Miley Cyrus is. I'm going to go. Is twerking.
Good. Yes, point for Brad.
Oh!
Lisa May.
I was going to do twerking.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Now it's easy to say.
It's easy to pick the ones that have already been named.
Licking.
I'm sorry. No licking. Ugly was number one, by the way. Followed by gross. Followed by disgusting. Followed by not hot. Then crazy. Then twerking. Then a hoe. Very close, Kevin.
Oh,
very close.
Same
then
thing.
Pregnant. Then an idiot. Those were what we got for Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God.
I think we should give me credit for hoe.
I kind of do,
Doesn't
too.
Hoe mean whore?
Yeah.
That's like, you got to speak street, Kevin.
Right. Look, if you guys want to give Kevin the point, I'm fine to
give
Kevin
the
point.
Kevin the point.
All right, Kevin, you got the point.
All right.
He's charity.
All right. Next one. How not to. How not to.
How not to.
Now, just imagine.
Most people.
Yeah, boys and girls, men and women around the world, mostly in English, I guess, sitting down. Mm-hmm. And what would they be Googling how not to?
How not to.
Who wants to go first?
I'll take it.
Okay.
Be a douchebag.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it should be.
Good guess, though.
Should be something everyone's typing in.
How not to
die, Kevin?
Die.
How not to, well.
Kill yourself, whatever.
Die. I'm sorry, no.
Injure.
I'm sorry, no.
Come on.
I was going to say, get AIDS.
All great guesses, you guys. Beerbug, do you want to come in? Beerbug, do you want to jump in as a dark horse and see if you can get us a point for not even playing?
How not to ask somebody out.
How not to ask somebody out. No.
many people
answers,
know
you
that.
Guys.
Okay.
You were skirting it. How not to get shot is number one.
What?
Then how not to be seen. How not to worry. How not to be lazy. How not to be nervous. Here's the one I can't believe nobody got that I would have thought was number one. How not to get pregnant.
But we know the answer.
I would have never thought people were still searching that.
How not to get old. How not to be jealous. How not to cry. How not to fall in love. How not to live your life. Those are all the how not.
All right. So zeros across the board for us.
All right.
Woo, all right.
We're killing it.
Playing the autocomplete game here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Sorry. I thought I might have an Omar stab.
I don't know.
All right. Here's a good one. Is it normal if I? Is it normal if I?
Is it normal?
Lisa, why don't you go first this time?
Is it normal if I can't stop eating? I'm looking at mugs.
No. Brad?
No.
I'll jump in.
Hold on.
No,
I'm taking out my phone.
Put your phone down.
I would say masturbate too much.
great guess, too, but not on the list. Not on the list.
Is it?
I'm sure that's in Kevin's browser at home. I guarantee that.
Is it normal to itch?
No, I'm sorry. Again, you're gonna not be surprised by some of them. Number one is it normal if I, Lisa, miss my period?
It's all about pregnant.
Yeah.
Think about what a girl would be googling, right?
Right.
After that, is it normal if I don't poop every day? Is it normal if I want to eat people? Is my favorite.
What? I was very close. I think you should give that
What'd
to
you
me.
Say?
Can't stop eating.
Well. Is it normal if I hump my pillow as fourth, talk to myself as fifth, then never had a boyfriend and never had a girlfriend?
Aww.
All right. Close game here. What's the score, Lisa?
One and zero.
Brad and I have won.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're tied because of your charity.
Yeah.
we just have time for one more then. And this one I think Brad's got the advantage on.
Ooh.
Why do midgets? Why do midgets?
Oh my God.
Who wants to take this one?
Wow.
I feel like I should go first.
I'll go first.
You'll go first?
Consider themselves people. No, I'm sorry, Kevin. An excellent guess, though. I've often wondered the same thing.
It's only like 0.5, really.
Have giant heads.
Yes, number one. Have giant heads.
On the board, Lisa May.
You can still get a point as well.
I can still get a point.
If you can nail one, then
you win
the game, right?
We're all tied at one right now.
Okay.
Before this.
Why do midgets?
Now, Brad, again, what an advantage he has because he's been asked all of the midget questions in his life.
He must have asked them as well.
Well, if I'm going with the question that I get most often,
okay,
I have to be... Why do midgets, and can I phrase this appropriately for the radio?
Yeah.
It's about your crotch, isn't it?
Yeah. Why do midgets have big junks?
Okay.
You know what he's saying.
No. Yes, I do, but I'm sorry. That's not it. Why do midgets have big heads is number one. Brad,
darn
I'm sorry
it.
To say, why do midgets die early is number two.
What?
Wow, that's wrong.
Why die early?
That's a downer.
What?
Why do midgets look the same is the next. Huh. Why do midgets, and please explain this one to me, laugh when they run?
Oh, that's an old joke.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's no like one-liner joke. It's why do midgets laugh when they run? And the answer is because the grass tickles their junk.
And the last two, we'll end on a bittersweet note. Why do midgets smell like cabbage is next. And then finally, why do midgets exist? So there you go.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, who's our winner?
Well, it's a tie.
We all win.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Thanks
Except
for playing.
Autocomplete game.
Autocomplete game. I only search for naked grandmas.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Alyssa Milano joins us next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Brad Williams, have you had her already?
Oh, God. Oh, only
I know you're working
Bean.
Your way through all the young actresses in Hollywood. I just didn't know if you'd gotten to Alyssa or not.
Are you trying to cancel our interview, Bean?
No, I was just curious. Just ask. I thought the two might have some catching up to do on the show.
Oh, that's all.
God, I would hope so.
Brad is filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat today. You can see him at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. Four big shows over Thanksgiving weekend. Tickets are on sale now for the Friday and Saturday of the holiday weekend through flapperscomedy.com. And Brad has a brand new comedy album that he recorded recently at the Ice House in Pasadena. This is brand new stuff. It's going to be coming out this coming Tuesday. You can get that in stores or on iTunes. So congratulations, Brad.
Yeah, you can pre-order it right now. It's called Hi Ho. And then on the cover, I'm humping Snow White.
Love it.
Because that's what every dwarf has the fantasy of.
Yeah.
And some will say no. Some will say, oh, it's just a stereotype. No. Every dwarf wants to hump Snow White because that bitch hung out with seven dwarves. Seven.
That's true.
Gave them none. They saved her. They brought her home. They took care of her. They gave her diamonds from their mine. Nothing.
She owes you.
Nothing. And then some prince comes in, does a Heimlich maneuver, and now he gets the sweet poon. Come on!
Beware of the midgets. They're taking over the world.
Give the dwarf some! That's all I'm saying. Come on, guys. Let's get to showbiz news, everyone. Tyra Banks is a crazy bitch. Next story.
What's she doing now?
Oh, my God. This
so annoying.
This is hard to watch. She went on the Steve Harvey Show. And I guess the rapper Drake went on the Ellen Show. And when Drake was on there, he said that he took Tyra Banks out on a date
to Disneyland. And Steve Harvey asked Tyra about that. And what happened was Tyra said, well, I'm not just going to answer the question like a normal human being. No, I'm going to rap my answer. Not just rap my answer. I'm going to freestyle rap
Tyra Banks
answer.
Did this?
Tyra Banks. And let me just say this. Just because you black does not mean you can rap.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go to the videotape.
Drake, I have words for you. I'm a freestyle. I can rap what I got to say to you. Drake rhymes with snake, but no, he ain't. He's more like a lion. Going on Ellen, but not lying. Telling the truth. What's up, dude, about that day on Disneyland? You ain't my man right now, but why you gotta not kiss and tell, but chill and tell?
Wow.
You're going to jail. And this is my Tyra mail.
That is spectacularly bad.
That is the worst rapping I
Holy
have ever
cow.
Heard that, in my life.
Can you tell that the audience is like, we have a rhythm here.
Yeah.
We were
trying to do
something going, and Tyra said, no,
wow.
Not going to happen.
And by the way, Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
Why would you volunteer? She wasn't put on the spot. She wasn't asked to do that. Why would you volunteer to do that if you know you suck at it?
Right.
That would be like me going on a show going, seriously, I'm going to show you how to shoot three-pointers right now.
Yeah.
Give me a basketball. I mean, it was why would you do that?
No one's saying that. No one cued her. No one said, well, you should rap your response. No, she just went, I got this.
I can freestyle.
This is what happens when you say yes to hot girls too many times.
Yep.
They just think they can do everything.
Anything they do is good, yeah.
Lisa May, I've heard you rap.
Yes.
That is, your rap
I do.
Was way better.
My rap was
well,
way better.
Until this morning, she was the worst. But now,
you're Jay-Z's Black Album compared to that.
I have to agree.
I told them all the little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you want to run around and talk about guns like I ain't got none? What you think I sold them all?
What?
Come
what?
On.
I didn't even have a beat.
MC Traffic.
Wow.
You got that over there, Lisa May.
You destroy Tyra Banks.
What? It's the bow to the wow, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yawling, Snoop Doggy Dog in the mother-loving house like every day, dropping hits with my brother, Mr. Dr. Dre.
Man.
Okay. Lisa May, Ghetto Pass, reinstated.
Thank you.
New album.
Yeah.
Needs to be worked on.
Yo, when did that joint drop, Lisa May? Make sure that happens. Oh, snap. Porn star Kim Kardashian was on The Tonight Show. And Jay was asking her, what's the wedding going to be like?
Uh-huh.
How's that going to happen?
Yeah.
And Kim said, well, I'm just going to let Kanye plan the whole thing. Which actually makes sense, because she's done it twice before.
Well, yeah.
She knows the wedding
that
deal.
That is crazy that this is going to be her third wedding
it
already.
Is?
How old is she? Like
33.
31 or something? 33?
33.
Some guy, some civilian.
Some dude.
And then...
By the way, like she has the choice of planning the wedding with Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What does a Kanye West wedding look like? We're going to have Louis Vuitton candle holders.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll probably rent, like, all of France.
This may be the only wedding where both the bride and groom have a veil.
Yeah, true.
Because he's been doing that concert, the Yeezus tour.
Right.
And he comes out.
Wearing the mask.
Wearing the mask.
Yeah.
You can't see his face, which, by the way, genius idea, because he could take the night off.
That's true.
He could not show up. Just throw up a random guy, have a lip sync track. No one will know the difference.
So, Kanye, you've been hanging out with Jesus lately. How's that going?
Great. That's what he stopped by earlier this week.
Great question there, Bean. That's a woman.
Great. Great.
We were surprised by Kanye, Brad. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but did you hear what happened?
I heard. I listened
he just
to the podcast.
In and we were and totally was, shocked.
Right.
Yeah.
As you do that, and you're probably flashing back to every bit that you've done.
And hoping, thinking, like, how much does he know about what we say?
Yeah.
Because it could be my last day on Earth if he knows all of it.
Well, did you at least have croissants for him?
We did not.
It was a surprise.
We would have.
You did not have croissants. You should have. You always have croissants for Kanye.
It was a surprise. Just in case.
I'm pretty sure that's my new charity, croissants for Kanye.
I like it.
Okay. Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Yeah. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. Larry Flint, publisher of Hustler, is 71 years old today. Lyle Lovett is 56. Anthony Kiedis, Red Hot Chili Peppers, he's 51 today. Toni Collette, actress, is 41. Jenny McCarthy, actress?
Maybe. That's a little strong.
Host on The View?
TV personality.
For another couple days?
Okay.
How high can you go?
I'm like going into like stereotypical midget territory. She's 41 today. And drummer Rick Allen of Def Leppard is 50. Give him a hand.
See, because he lost an arm.
Because he lost an arm.
And kept drumming.
I'm a drummer.
I like beats.
I have two arms and I drum.
What happened to your arm?
We got the car accident.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Want a cupcake?
That's great.
I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad and I pitter patter on the show.
Two quick concert announcements, by the way. First of all, tonight, Avenged Sevenfold is going to be here at K-Rock in the Red Bull Sound Space. If you are interested, they are a great live band. If you want to see them live for free online, you can. That's going to be tonight at around 8:45 or so, about a quarter to nine tonight. You can see Avenged Sevenfold live at krock.com. That's thing one. Thing two is, you guys know what Monday is?
Monday is
the 4th of November. That's correct.
And it's...
We're announcing night number one of the K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert.
How is that possible?
What? Monday, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're rolling out the details for night number one of this year's concert.
We just celebrated the 4th of July.
I know. And I should also mention we are looking for some guy's house to have it at because they tore down the Gibson Amphitheater. So we haven't really worked out the details yet, but hopefully a plan will come together sometime this weekend. So Monday morning, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll have details for you on night number one.
All right, time for a new episode of How Does the Story End?
How does the story end, my friend? How does the story end?
So this is where we tell you the beginning of the story, and then you try to fill in the blanks as to how it ends.
All right.
Okay.
The beginning of the story is a man in Zhejiang, China. Of course, I have no idea if I'm saying that right.
That sounds pretty close.
Was supposedly so depressed by his lacking love life that in a moment of desperation, he cut off his penis.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
What happened now?
He cut his penis off. Yeah. Just chopped it off. It's like, I'm not using you. F you. And chopped it off.
Like you do.
Shortly after that, the 26-year-old had second thoughts.
Did he now?
Yeah. And now it's gone. Now it's, you know, sitting someplace in a bucket. And he's like, you know what? Maybe that wasn't the best idea. I should go to the hospital and get it reattached.
Mm-hmm.
So the man in China who doesn't have a car gets on his bicycle.
How do you ride a bike when you've got a gaping wound in your abdomen?
It certainly seems like you're sitting on the wound.
I would walk before I would ride a bike if I had just cut my penis off.
There's a bike seat that is basically meant to put pressure on that area.
Oh, please stop.
So dude rides his bike all the way to the hospital. And gets to the emergency room. And now I ask you.
How does the story end?
He did make it to the emergency room?
Yes, he did.
That much? See, because my guess was going to be that he got hit by a car on the way to the hospital.
He probably wished. That would have been better.
He got to the emergency room, Kevin.
Okay.
And his girlfriend was a nurse there at the emergency room, and he had to see her again.
He had to see her.
That's how she found out, is because she was in the hospital for some reason, and she found out he cut off his penis because of her. That's how the story is.
Lisa?
I think they couldn't reattach his penis because he did damage to it, that area, while riding the bike.
How does the story end?
See the irony of that?
I do see the irony of that, yes. What actually happened in this story, and
it's for real, is that he got to the emergency room and they said, all right, let's have the penis. And
oh!
he said, oh, I forgot.
Yay!
Nice job, dumbass.
What?
So now I ask you one more time, now that he has forgotten.
How does the story end?
Well, I mean, I assume they send somebody back, you know, they send somebody in a speedy ambulance car to go back and retrieve the organ and try to reattach it, I would
imagine. But then the dog got it before they got there, and there was nothing left to reattach.
How does the story end?
He got back on his bicycle.
No, he did not.
And rode back to his house.
Help a brother out. Give him a ride to retrieve his penis.
Anyone with a car. Right. But I'm guessing anyone with a car is thinking, I don't want all those stains in my car.
Right. I don't want a bloody guy in my car.
So dude rides his bike all the way back, gets the penis, rides his bike all the way back to the ER. And I ask you now.
How does this story end?
It has to be too late at this
point. So cut off his penis, rode his bike to the ER, forgot the penis, rode his bike back home, rode his bike back to the ER.
I know there is a time limit.
Yeah, it has to be dead. I mean, look, first of all, I hate it when this happens, just in general, just by policy. I just hate it when this happens. But there's no way they're able to reattach it after that much time.
I wouldn't think so.
It was impossible to reattach because it had been too long.
Dude.
Moral of the story, don't cut off your penis.
Or have a car.
Or have a car, right.
That's how the story ends.
The beautiful Alyssa Milano joins us coming up in the next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Brad Williams is filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat. First, though, how about a pair of passes to the K-Rock screening of Thor: The Dark World? It's happening November the 5th, which I think is next Tuesday at the AMC Century City 15. It opens up next Friday. Thor: The Dark World in theaters a week from today. We're playing a little game we call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to see the movie Thor: The Dark World.
Let's start with Ken. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you. All right, we're going to give you 10 seconds, and you have to name certain things. Each person is different. Are you ready for your question?
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Thor is from an alternate universe on a planet called Asgard. Name five planets in our own solar system. Go.
Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto. Uranus.
Keep going. Did you say Uranus?
Uranus?
Yeah, he said Uranus.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know what? Pluto, not a planet.
Yeah, when you said Pluto, that didn't count, I'm sorry to say, but you were able to come up with five others. By the way, surprised you didn't think of Earth, but nice job.
Total Recall.
So he wins tickets. He's going to see Thor. Who's up next?
No drawing. We have Carlos. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Thank you. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
There are 8 movies from the Marvel Universe, not including Thor: The Dark World. Name 3 of them. Go.
Captain America, Spider-Man, X-Men.
You know what? Kevin, you're going to have to be you wrote the question. Is Spider-Man and X-Men are not on the list?
Yeah, I didn't. Wow.
And those are Marvel comics, so I think he's correct. I think your cheat sheet is wrong here.
It's possible I'm wrong. You're right, so we're going to give it to you.
Okay. Yeah. You got the tickets. Congratulations.
Right. Nicely done. Total Recall.
All right, 2 for 2 for so far. Who's next?
Yeah, because we're just giving them away. Ralph, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good here, sir.
All right, good. The Avengers starred an ensemble cast that included Thor. Name 3 of the other superheroes in that movie. Go.
Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor. Fudge the Hulk.
Did he get in under the
buzzer? I think so. That was as close as it could possibly be.
That was a buzzer beater, my friend.
Wow.
Total Recall.
Nicely done. You won tickets.
That was the Miami Dolphins safety in overtime. That's what that was. All right. 3 for 3. I think we got time for another.
All right. Danny, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You ready for your question?
Yeah.
Name 5 superhero movies of the last 5 years. Go.
Spider-Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Avengers, X-Men United, Wolverine.
I'd say that's enough.
There right. you go. Well done.
He almost doubled it.
By the way, these comic book geeks are out in force today. We've had a lot of trouble this week with people who call in and then have no idea what we're talking about. But these people know their stuff. These people should be going to see the new Thor movie.
Yeah, it's not the Blue Beetle.
Exactly.
That's what we were saying. Total Recall. All right, we have one more pair of tickets to give away. Let's try Steven. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very good, thank you.
Thor the Dark World stars an all-star cast. Name 5 of the actors in this movie. Go.
Hemsworth, Anthony Hopkins, Natalie Portman.
That was tough.
I'm sorry, I did not give you Hemsworth, but you were looking for Chris Hemsworth there. You got Natalie Portman. Tom Hiddleston would have been fine. Zachary Levi, Idris Elba, Kat Dennings, Renee Russo. It's quite an all-star cast, as Kevin mentioned. But I'm sorry, you do not win the tickets for Thor, but thanks for playing.
Right. We have time for one more or no?
We have a girl, by the way. Let's give Mary Lou a chance down on line 8. We don't get very many ladies calling in for the superhero games.
Mary Lou?
Hey.
Who are you calling for?
What do you mean? I'm calling for myself.
I mean, you're not calling for yourself. It must be someone else.
Usually a comic book geek hands the phone to a girl. That's the only time they call.
All right. Thor, the Dark World, is distributed by Walt Disney Studios. Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures is noteworthy because it has had 6 films that have made more than $1 billion. Name 3 of them. Go.
Ooh,
wow. That's
Pirates
tough.
Of the Caribbean?
Yep.
The Avengers and Iron Man 3.
Nicely done.
Unbelievable.
Look at that. She got him. How about that? The girl got him. Woo!
Yes!
Who's with me? Thanks for playing the game.
Oh, yeah! Maybe you didn't hear me. Acoustic Christmas announcement. Details Monday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:15. By the way, night number 1 is what we're going to be talking about on Monday. And I know as Kevin expressed horror a few minutes ago, man. How are we talking about Acoustic Christmas?
Yeah.
It's going to be here before you know it. And it's now November, kids. So we're in the rocket ride to the holidays right now. It's the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. And we'll have the details for night number 1 coming up for you Monday morning, 7:15. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Also on Monday, Bean has suggested that we do a call-in topic of you're already done with your Christmas shopping.
Oh, I hate you so much.
And so F
no.
you, whoever you are in advance.
Yes.
Are there people who are the type who see something in February and buy it for Christmas and just hang on to it?
My wife does that all year long.
She does.
Really?
Where she just pays attention and she thinks that would be good. But she doesn't like...
She's not done.
She doesn't
now,
binge
right?
shop, you know.
She's not out Christmas shopping.
No.
But if she sees something she thinks is good for somebody, she'll pick it up.
Right. But some people actually go out and go Christmas shopping. And
she's more organized than we are, then, that's for sure.
Hey, guys, very exciting news. Alyssa Milano is on the phone.
Fantastic. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
What's going on, girlfriend?
Oh, the baby was up a lot last night.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's no good. How many you got now? You got 2, right?
No, I just have 1. He's 2
just
years
one.
Old. And he hasn't had a night like that in like a really long time.
Yeah,
so.
they don't understand that that kind of a night makes it difficult on Alyssa the next morning.
I mean, he was so sweet. We put him in bed with us, and he held my face, and it was very sweet. But, you know, after 2 hours of that, I was like, okay.
Stop being cute and start being asleep. That's what you're yelling at the kid.
Or just be cute asleep.
Right. Well, listen, we already have a few minutes. We have a lot of ground we want to cover. And I want to start by saying, and I know that you are a huge Dodgers fan, huge sports fan in general, but particularly the Dodgers are your team. How heartbreaking was it to get so close after so long and not be in the World Series?
I mean, devastating.
Yeah. Devastating, right?
Devastating. Yeah, and, you know, it seems like we need to just put together a team that can specifically get past the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we always have a hard time with them in the playoffs. So
I got to tell you, there's two different ways of winning championships. And one is to kind of come out of nowhere where it's a pleasant surprise and everybody's having a great time. And the other is to play all season long like you're going to be in the World Series. And so everybody goes, this is the team, this is the year, and you think that for a long time.
Right, right.
That hurts more, I think, when you get knocked out.
And then it also hurts when the team that knocks you out doesn't win the World Series.
Yep, that's also
that's right.
That's also bad.
If Hanley Ramirez had been healthy, don't you feel like they would have beat the Cardinals, though, and made it to the World Series?
I mean, yeah, but don't we need more depth?
You need something.
I think we need more depth. I mean, you can't just – I mean, we had a lot of injury issues, and that – definitely hurt us, but come on.
Here's the thing about you. Alyssa Milano on the phone. Big sports fan.
Yep.
Writes comic books.
Right.
Super hot. What's happening? I mean, take it easy. Slow down a little bit.
Speaking of writing comic books, I know you're going to be at the Stanley Kamikaze this weekend promoting your new comic book, Hacktivist, that we have many questions about. But aren't you worried that literally the geeks' heads are going to explode when they have you plus comic books in the same place at the same time? Seriously.
I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, the thing that makes this so special is that with Charmed, we have such an amazing, loyal fan base.
Right.
And a lot of that fan base goes to these comic book conventions. And so I'm blessed to have a very unique experience when I go to these conventions.
Do they carry you in like a king on a throne?
No, but that would be very
all
sweet.
Hail Alyssa.
So how did you get
in? I love going to these conventions because these are the happiest, most crazy people ever, and there's no alcohol or drugs involved.
Yeah.
They're
high on geekdom.
High on geekdom. I love them.
We've noticed that in San Diego as well. No one is upset. No, and the lines, you know, in San Diego at times can be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But everyone is perfectly happy to wait. You've never seen a more satisfied group of people.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. So yeah, so this is an idea that I had that kind of came up because of what we were seeing in social media and how social media has become this tool for sort of activists to make change and to affect change in the world and to organize, you know, protests and do all that. And I just found that very fascinating that we were in a time that was something that was so accessible. And then that obsession sort of grew to the, you know, really being obsessed with what Anonymous does.
Right.
And how, you know, there are hackers across, you know, the entire world that are hacktivists, that are hacking activists that are trying to affect positive change, you know, with what they might consider positive change. And then I thought, like, what if all of Anonymous, right, was just really one guy?
Yeah, just some dude in his basement just wreaking all kinds of havoc.
Or even, like, if you go even further than that, some dude that, like, that started a social media company that simply started it so that he could sort of, you know, be an activist and organize these protests and these uprisings. And so and then I thought, like, who would that guy be? Who is that kind of programmer who could create something like that but also have the heart and the compassion to want to change the world? And my son's godfather is Jack Dorsey. And he created Twitter, and I thought, oh, wow, well, Abby, what would that be?
Yeah, no kidding.
if Jack Dorsey was actually all of Anonymous. So
Alyssa, let me ask you this, though, because they have had a lot of problems in some very good movies by very good directors and writers and actors of trying to make it compelling to watch somebody type into a computer. Did you find it difficult to find the action in your comic book because your protagonist is a hacker?
No, I mean, I think that was one of the reasons why I didn't try to sell this idea, you know, for a television show and a film, because I felt like it was important to try to figure out the way that would work. And we have such an amazing amazing creative team, Jackson Lansing and Colin Kelly, illustrated by Marcus Toe, who's just amazing, colored by Ian Herring, and all of these guys really worked. They really got the idea and really worked hard to overcome whatever sort of passive obstacles we might have along the way. And plus, you have to realize, like, now is a very different time. People can hack from their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're sitting in a basement and hacking. I mean, it's a very different world now. And I think that mobility allows us to be a lot more proactive.
How difficult is it once you come up with an idea like that, you go, okay, that idea can fly. And then you sit down to do the comic. Did you find it like impossible to do, or was it very difficult, or did it just flow very easily?
I think, you know, Arkea is our publishing company, and they kind of took a risk with this because it's a comic book, but our hero has zero supernatural powers. You know what I mean?
So, sure.
So he's a superhero with no superpowers.
And like Batman.
Yeah, but he's got a suit. Exactly. This guy has nothing but a computer. So, you know, I think that they really took a risk, and we had this amazing editor, and she's a woman, and she put together this amazing team that sort of believed in the idea and then was, you know, passionate about it, and really we worked together. By the way, we also consulted with hackers. We also consulted with members of Anonymous.
Well, the hackers are already getting into your email anyway, Alyssa. Come on. You know that.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. My website has crashed quite a few times.
I'm not surprised.
Starting this project. So, yeah. But I'm just so excited that we're getting close to the release. We're releasing 4 issues in January.
Well, let me tell people how they can see the panel, how they can meet you.
Yeah.
We're talking about Stan Lee's Kamikaze, which is we've been talking about it all week long. In fact, we had Mr. Lee on yesterday. Man, how incredible is that guy at almost 91 years old to be as sharp as he is, Alyssa? It's insane.
To be as sharp as he is, and he's tweeted me a couple of times, and I literally have, like, fangasms.
I know.
He's, of course.
He's, there's no bigger name in the world.
We talked to him yesterday, and it occurred to me that he was sharper at 91 than I've ever been.
The Kamikaze is going on at the Los Angeles Convention Center all weekend long, and Alyssa's panel is going to be on Hacktivist. It's going to be in the Kamikaze Hot Topic main stage, and that is going to be tomorrow at 12 noon. You and your cohorts from the comic book are going to be there. You're going to be signing copies of the comic book at the Boom booth on the show floor afterwards, I guess. And people can go and they can get their tickets at kamikazeexpo.com. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. We're going to let you get back to your baby. I know we're
napping,
sad too.
Or whatever
I know.
You're doing?
I know. Originally, there was talk that you were going to come in, but I know it didn't work out. But maybe another time when your schedule frees up, we'd love to spend some more time with you. Okay,
I would love that. Thank you so much for your hospitality, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Alyssa.
You too, Alyssa. Have fun this weekend. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:55.
We're always a little bit sad when our friend Ralph Garman is out of town, but we have an all-star bench to fill in. Mr. Movie Phone himself is going to do the movie before us next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show and filling in for the showbiz beat today. Ladies and gentlemen, comedian Brad Williams is here.
Yeah.
Brad is at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank over Thanksgiving weekend. 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday of that weekend. Just $20, flapperscomedy.com. And his brand new comedy album is called Hi Ho. And that is going to be released on Tuesday. You can get it on iTunes. You can pre-order it now. Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Well, let's get to the showbiz news, everybody. Now, Kevin, Bean, you guys are both married.
Yep.
What would be a word that you would use to describe your spouse? You know?
If she's listening or if she's not listening.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
If she's listening. If you know she's going to find out about it.
The most beautiful woman in the world.
Absolutely.
Certainly. Perfect in every way. I've never been happier or luckier.
Exactly.
And I'd follow it up with hotter than Bean's wife. Just to cover my bases.
I don't know where this is going.
It's not necessarily true, but just to cover my bases.
By the way, hotter than Bean's wife. Okay. Well, because Jennifer Garner was on the Ellen Show. She's promoting Dallas Buyers Club, and she was asked to describe her husband, Ben Affleck.
Right.
And the word she used was spermy.
Spermy?
Oh, no.
that. There's no way that's a compliment.
Really?
Are you reading that correctly?
What?
I found it. And then she went into detail. So
wow. Yeah. What does that spermy. Even mean if you're spermy? Meaning that they that she gets pregnant?
What do you what? Think
I think
it
it's
means?
About being pregnant.
Squirt yes. some goo.
Oh.
Duh. It means that she also told Ella that they have 57 contraceptives in the house at all times.
Wow.
There's a number. And they just have that ready to go.
Wow.
Apparently, Ben's got a lot going for him. And
it sounds like it. So she's on the pill, and she's using a diaphragm, and he's wearing a condom.
And she stares at a picture of Robin Williams naked
right.
while
they're
the
just
sex
doing
is
everything.
Happening. Yeah. It's all going down.
Nothing helps.
The couple has three kids, and I guess they don't want
so
any
far.
More. And so
there's ways to fix that.
There is.
And, apparently not in their family. Apparently not when you've got Batman sperm. That's crazy.
She also revealed that, and I thought this was funny, that constantly in conversation she says, hashtag no disrespect to Ben Affleck.
Right.
Which
exactly.
is the Kanye West tweet that he put out.
Sure.
So I think that's just funny. Spermy.
What are you looking for in particular? Some sperm?
Oh, all over the social media and all over the celebrity news websites. There's all the pictures of all the celebrities in terms of what they wore for Halloween. You got Miley Cyrus going as Little Kim.
Sure.
You got
Brad Williams going as Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Brad Williams going as Miley That's Cyrus. Right. Follow me on Instagram at Brad Williams Comic to see that picture. Got a wrecking ball between my legs. And then I had a prop of a wrecking ball.
Hey,
see what I did there? That's a joke. Anyway, Heidi Klum went as an old woman. Very convincing old woman. Like, great makeup job done, by the way.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah, she's going the opposite direction.
Yeah, most every other woman on Halloween, you know.
Slutty whatever.
Whores it up.
Sexy whatever.
And the one that you want to whore it up, Heidi Klum's like, I'm going to go as an old woman.
She did something like that last year, too, and you guys were complaining.
Although, in her defense, she is sexy all the rest of the year.
Sure. Right.
So
if she has one day of sure. not, that's cool. But in my personal opinion, the winners of Halloween
okay.
would be Honey Boo Boo's family. They went as the Kardashians. And they're about the only family that has the numbers that they could actually
that's
do
true.
That. And highlights were Honey Boo Boo went as Kris Jenner, the patriarch of the family. She forgot the devil horns, though.
Yeah.
She did not put the
it's
devil
an important
horns.
Important part of that costume.
Absolutely. Sugar Bear went as Bruce Jenner, and Mama June went as Kim Kardashian. I think Mama could have just gone as Kim's butt.
Yeah, could be, yeah.
That could have happened.
I don't know, though. If you're getting mocked by Honey Boo Boo, come on. Like, I don't know. Take stock in your life one more time and make sure you're doing the right thing.
That's like Eli Manning saying you're mentally challenged.
Right, exactly.
To that point.
That's rough.
But by all means, check out the photo. Go online. I believe you guys tweeted it out, right?
We did, yeah.
Yeah. At
Kevin and Bean, right.
At Kevin and Bean. Check out the photo of Honey Boo Boo's family as the Kardashians. It's great, and they did a great job. Celebrity birthdays. Hustler publisher Larry Flint is 71 years old today. Lyle Lovett is 56. Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 51. Do you guys play any of their music?
We never
no,
have.
It's weird. Never. Really I don't weird. Know why. They just never caught on in Southern California. It's weird because I know they're popular in other places.
Yeah.
Funny.
Actress Toni Collette is 41. Actress Jenny McCarthy?
I don't know. Former Playboy Playmate of the Year, by the way.
All right, always let's go with
have
that.
A special
let's
place in my heart.
That. Yeah.
Let's call her that.
Let's go with that. And drummer Rick Allen of Def Leppard is 50. Someone get him a prosthetic arm for the love of God. It's
I know,
so awkward when he's drumming and he has the sleeve just flapping in the wind.
There are listeners who maybe don't know or remember that story, but there's really very little crazier in the world than a professional drummer who loses an arm in an auto accident and doesn't miss a day's work
because
he used
right on
to
drumming.
Be a drummer.
How many times have you guys missed work because you have the flu, you're hungover, stumped
That's
you?
Pretty goddamn impressive.
That got
he's a
lost
drummer.
An arm.
And he's a drummer.
Because you know that even his best friends, the guys in the band, you know that they woke up that next day and thought, it's going to be a shame to have to let him go because we really like him. What can he do? He can't drum. He's you know, he's lost an arm. But he figured out a way to work it out with his foot, and it's just, it's crazy that he's still as good as he is. An amazing story.
They did change his drum setup so that he could do it, but just still unbelievable.
Basically, Rick Allen of Def Leppard is a better human than all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter, @FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the showbiz.
Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show at 106.7 KROQ for a Friday morning. By the way, today is November 1st. Yes, I know, it's practically the holidays. It's also the Day of the Dead, and we also have something very special planned for you tonight on KROQ. We don't do these concerts in the Red Bull Sound Space very often at night, but tonight is very special because Avenged Sevenfold are going to be bringing their dirty sound to KROQ. That's going to be tonight at around 8:45 or so. If you want to see Avenged Sevenfold performing live for free, all you have to do is tune into KROQ.com, and there it'll be.
Let's talk about framing people. This story is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. This couple, Kent Wycliffe Easter and Jill Easter, were not happy with the way an elementary school parent volunteer was treating their kid.
And there aren't any more details in this LA Times article about what they allege this volunteer parent was doing.
Right. It doesn't say how this person was treating the kid. But they were unhappy with it, so they decided what they were going to do is frame the woman. Frame the woman for a crime. She's a parent volunteer at an elementary school.
What?
And by the way, before we hear what they did, we all watch TV, and we all know everything we know about the criminal justice system and how to commit crimes and get away with crimes from TV.
That's true.
But I bet it doesn't usually work out as well in real life. You try it because it's all, you know, it all works on TV. But in real life, there are probably a million pitfalls that you're not even aware of ways to screw it up that they just don't tell you when you watch, you know, a show.
It looks like the easiest thing in the world to frame somebody on Sons of Anarchy, for example.
they frame
pretty much everybody, and it seems like it just works really well. And
all you need is a little bit of blood and hair from a dead hooker, put it in somebody's car, and boom, you're off to the races.
Exactly. So this couple apparently was very upset with the elementary school volunteer. So what they did was they put Vicodin and Percocet and marijuana and a used marijuana pipe in her car. And then called the police and said she's driving erratically.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately for them, I guess they found their fingerprints on the bag or whatever. So they they figured out that they were the ones that called the police, this couple, and that they were the ones that put the drugs in the woman's car. So now they're on trial.
What idiots.
Yeah. Look, everybody knows at a minimum you wear rubber gloves.
That's right. Come on. If you've watched,
that's a basic.
If you watch any TV, you know that.
Yeah.
So the Easters are out on custody of $20,000 bail, and I'm sure that they're going to get convicted for that. And then I would imagine this volunteer parent is probably going to sue them for putting her through the ringer for the mental anguish of being accused of having drugs in her car and ruining her reputation. I would imagine that this is going to come back to haunt them twofold, right?
Absolutely. So we're going to take your calls 1-800-520-1067 because it looks easy on TV. This didn't go well. This one got debunked pretty much right away. But if you ever tried to frame somebody or somebody tried to frame you, we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
Now, that's interesting. So whether it worked or not,
right?
You attempted to frame somebody or they attempted to frame you or it actually worked and they followed through and you got in trouble for it or they got in trouble for it. We want to hear your stories.
Especially if it worked because I'm keeping a list.
Yeah. Now, we were having this discussion when you were out of the room, Kevin. And I don't believe we're going to accept that you've never framed somebody.
That I haven't?
Yes.
Interesting.
There must be a time. We know you. We know you well enough to know the nonsense you get into, the trouble you get into.
Oh, there's no question that I would think the same thing about me. I've done so much. It's hard to remember.
Especially a guy like you who grew up with brothers about the same age. I'm sure that it was always honest. Mom, it wasn't me. Look.
Oh, well, that happens all the time.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I did that.
But not in a criminal way. I mean, I don't think I've ever done anything that's criminal in this particular area.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break so we have plenty of time for your phone calls. Naturally, because it's the Kevin and Bean listeners, all of our phones are ringing. So I'm sure we're not going to have any problems. So you framed someone or tried to, or somebody framed you or tried to. We want to find out how it went down. 1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up next year on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. Mr. Movie Phone talks about the new films in theaters this weekend, coming up in about 50 minutes or so on the Kevin and Bean Show. But first, though, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 if you've ever framed somebody.
on anybody I see.
This could be a mistake.
I did the crime, don't want to do the time, blame the guy next to me.
All right, 1-800-520.
You know that I frame somebody.
Okay. Thank you, Omar. Thank you very much. So we're talking about this story down
you
in
Earth. You
know
that I frame somebody.
This story down in...
What's happening with naked grandmas?
I don't know. There's a theme today.
What's going on?
Talking about this couple in Orange County that didn't like the way a volunteer parent at their son's elementary school talked to or treated somehow their kids, so they planted a bunch of drugs in the car. They did not get away. They would have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for the Midland kids, but their fingerprints were all over the drugs, so it didn't work out too well for them. But how did it work out for you when you tried to frame somebody?
Let's you know to- that I framed somebody.
Okay. That's fine. Hey, we lost a couple calls on our phones. I don't know what happened, but please call back.
Either.
All right. Jeremy, you're going to be up first. You are on line three here on the Kevin DeBean Show talking about framing. It looks so easy on TV, but how is it in real life?
Come on.
Yep.
Hello.
What'd you do?
Oh, actually, I got framed, so I didn't do the framing.
You got framed. Okay.
I have a neighbor that has a rescue pit bull, and it got out because the owner wasn't putting it on a leash, and they chased my cat up a tree 50 feet, and we had to call the fire department. Fire department got the cat down. They said they were going to charge us $1,000 if we didn't call animal control on the dog.
Wow.
So we did, and the neighbor, in retaliation, called Child Protective Services on us, said we were abusing my son.
Oh, my God.
See, now that's super ugly right there.
Wow, that's
ugly. We were just having a good time.
We were laughing and thinking this is going to be fun.
So when somebody calls Child Protective Services on a neighbor, how do they settle something like that? Because there's no proof. I mean, obviously the kid was fine, looked fine. What happened with the case?
They came over to our house, a woman came by, and she looked at him, and she said, you know, can he answer questions? I'm like, he's three. He can say yes and no. I mean, you know, what I'm going to tell you. But interviewed me, interviewed my wife, looked at his room, looked at our house, and she's like, he's fine. And then she said to us, she goes, you know what? I have an emergency. I need to go, which to me meant that there was a kid somewhere who was really in jeopardy.
Wow.
And they were looking at us, wasting their time. It
and
really
your neighbor was waste. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Jeremy. Good luck to you, sir.
Glad
it
worked out.
Let's go to Jessica on line four. By the way, Chip is suggesting that maybe some of our listeners don't understand what framing is. This is when you're accusing or making it look like somebody did something that they didn't do. That's what we're talking about when we say framing.
Who doesn't understand frame?
I was framed, see? Right?
What just happened?
That was weird.
1950s Lisa just showed up.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Jessica, thank you for calling. You're up next.
Yeah, I was actually framed. I was framed by my mother, who spray painted my ex-boyfriend's car in his house and planted a card with my name on it in the driveway with hearts and flowers all over it.
Now, did she do that because she didn't like him and you did?
I think she didn't like him. No, she did not like him at all.
But were you trying to break you up?
Were you still together with him, or had you broken up?
No, actually, we had just broken up.
Oh, so it was revenge. It was revenge for me.
A little bit, yeah. It was a little bit of revenge and a little bit of framing.
But why would she frame her own daughter?
I don't know. I ask myself that question all the time. But she wanted to, I guess, a little bit get even with me because she was upset with me and she didn't like him. So
what
I got blamed
dick.
For it. And to this day, he and his ex-girlfriend hate me and think that I really did it.
Oh, my
wow.
Gosh.
Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing more of this story when your family appears on the Jerry Springer Show.
Oh, might happen, but unfortunately, my mother passed away.
So all right.
She won't be framing anybody else.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. I got to tell you, we had high hopes for this call-in topic. We thought it would be funny. We were laughing in the other room. Oh, it's going to be great.
So far, we've got child abuse and dead mom. That's what we got so far.
All right. Let's try Will. He's going to turn this ship around. He's on line six, and he's up next on the Kevin DeBean Show.
I don't have high hopes,
Hi,
but let's
good morning,
try.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Bean.
Hi, Will. Did something funny happen in your life?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
good.
I actually framed this guy in high school. He used to bully me every single day at lunch. So I bought weed from this guy that I used to always buy weed from.
Right.
And I snuck into school late at night, and I planted it in his locker. And I told one of his teachers that he was smoking pot at school.
Right.
the police, the dogs came, and he got arrested in front of maybe about 500 people at lunchtime.
Sweet.
It was amazing.
Now, see, this is
day,
funny.
He does not know that I framed him.
Yeah. So you 100% got away with it.
100%, and I still have never admitted it. He still works at my local Subway. So
is he in town?
Not doing so hot.
Is he in town?
Yeah, he's still in town.
All right.
Remembers me.
Hey, Subway dude. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I like my revenge cold, just like my cold trios.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Let's try Jose. He's up next. He's on line 7 of the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about you framed somebody. Hey, Jose.
Just left. All right. He hung up. Let's try Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Howdy do, Lisa May.
Howdy do, Mike.
He says howdy do,
Mike.
Basically, what ended up happening is I worked as a manager at a food store. I had two girls frame me for stealing $2,000.
Well, how'd they do that?
Wow. Well, we have deposit slips that we have to take to the bank,
right.
And I ended up having to do it that day. They made the deposit slips themselves, but they forged my signature and everything on it.
Oh,
and, yeah.
So they were stealing the money and trying to make a paper trail to suggest that you had taken it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it work?
No. I mean, well, they got away with it. They got the money. They ended up just getting cut. They didn't get fired. They were only part-time workers. They ended up just saying whatever.
That sounds like it worked to me. It sure does.
It worked for them.
Yeah, right.
It worked for them.
But not for
you. And what happened to you? Were you able to talk your way out of it?
I got real lucky. I have horrible handwriting, and my boss, when he looked at everything, he said, like, wow, this is way too nice to be your handwriting.
Nice.
How about that?
They were interesting. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Let's do one more. How about Will? He's up next. He's on line 2 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Will.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa Mack.
Good morning.
So I was in town for a college homecoming game, and I just got a call early in the morning saying that there was a package at the house I used to live at there. So I swing by, and it was like 15, 20 minutes because they said I needed to come by. The delivery man was waiting for me. I go there, and I didn't think it was odd that the delivery man was waiting for me
right.
to show up. But I come, I sign for the package, and three guys jump out of the bushes with guns and pin me to the wall.
Oh, my God.
So obviously I'm really confused. I'm hungover because it's the day after homecoming.
Right.
But they're like, do you know what's in this box? And I was like, I have no idea. So they open it up, and there's 3 pounds of weed in there.
3 pounds?
3 pounds of weed shipped to my name. So the best thing was there was an itemized receipt detailing everything that was in the box.
Yeah.
And I knew who it was because I used to live there, and this guy didn't like me. And he
okay, because
what a weird
your
receipt. What a weird receipt. It says Kush.
Your story is awesome, but you're telling it poorly. So let me just ask you this. Who were the guys? And I don't understand that part of it.
So there were guys I used to live with in college. I'd since graduated. And I was the manager of the house, and I kicked them out because I caught them selling and growing drugs in the house.
Okay.
So their revenge was to continue to buy drugs and have it shipped in my name.
Okay. Right. I'm confused, but I appreciate the call. Like, it doesn't seem like it gets him in any trouble if those guys weren't, like, law enforcement, if they were just friends or ex-friends, how does that get him to any kind of trouble? I'm puzzled by that whole story.
Yes, I am.
I think he smoked a lot more weed than he is admitting to. That's what I think.
Thank you for participating in the Kevin and Bean Show. Your call is important to us. Unfortunately, you can't tell a f***ing story. The relentless tedium of your story is making us all sick. We here at the Kevin and Bean Show would rather plunge heavy gauge sewing needles into our eyes than listen to you for one moment longer. But please continue to hold, and one of our semi-competent representatives will be on the line to give you a prize of little to no value. Once again, thank you for calling Kevin and Bean, but please never, never call us again.
Russ Leatherman is Mr. Movie Phone on Twitter at 6 Second Reviews and 6secondreviews.com. But we're going to give him a little bit more time than that because we like him. Hi, Russ. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Just a little bit more time, though.
Yes.
Not too much.
We don't want to overdo it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Happy Friday, you guys.
You too. Russ, this seems like it's been a pretty decent autumn and end of summer for movies. I feel like there have been a lot of really good films out recently.
No, that's true. It is not Blowvember.
if you will.
That's good.
Yes, exactly. And we have a bunch of new releases to talk about this week, including one that has been much anticipated in the sci-fi geek community. I understand you want to start with Ender's Game.
Yeah, well, like you say, this is based on a best-selling book, big sci-fi adventure. You got the fate of the world in the hands of a child prodigy. Now, are you guys familiar with the book? Anybody in the room read the book?
Nope.
We didn't read the book. I mean, I think we all kind of know the story a little bit just from the press leading up to it, but it looks like a little kid is the one who will rule them all, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Lisa, why didn't we read the book?
Because it's sci-fi?
Nope, because that's why...
reading is for losers.
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
That's why God invented movies. You know that? Come on, but you're exactly right, Bean. You've got this kid. He's leading this young group of military guys. They have to save the world from an alien invasion. It looks kind of cool. Let's hear a clip.
Top test scores in class, highest battle room ratings. But you have a habit of upsetting your commander.
I find it hard to respect someone just because they outrank me, sir.
You don't like taking orders from Bonzo?
No, sir.
Perhaps you'd prefer to give them yourself.
Sir.
How'd you like to lead your own army? Dragon Army.
Sir, I've never heard of a Dragon Army.
We discontinued the name 4 years ago. No Dragon Army ever won a battle.
Then why not a new name, sir?
Because we already have the uniforms.
Boy, that does not sell the movie well.
No, it doesn't.
How'd you like to have a dragon army? I'd like that, what? Sir.
I'm Harrison what's Ford. Up? I can't be understood anymore.
Yeah, what's up with Mumbly, with Harrison Ford, Russ?
Well, you know, the side of his mouth is all droopy. He has a hard time articulating.
He really
you know?
Does. He's a real-life Batman.
He really did you, is, you have a
did you
cast.
See this movie?
Yeah. I did see it. But a good cast. Asa Butterfield is awesome. Ben Kingsley is in the movie. Viola Davis. Here is the deal. It is a good-looking, computer-generated extravaganza. I mean, it looks very good. And I'm not particularly a big sci-fi fan, but I really liked it. I thought the acting was good. I liked the effects. I liked the story. I will say that I took Movie Phone Junior, boy Movie Phone,
right.
if you will, who had read the book as much as I discouraged reading as he was a child.
Some kids just have a will of their own, huh?
I hate that. I know, right? But he was actually not that into it. And what he said from reading the book is that, you know what, they sort of telegraph the ending, and those of you who have read the book, you know what I'm talking about. And he just said they just needed more time, and I think that's true. We've talked about this in the past where a lot of times TV is better than movies now.
Right.
Because had this had 8 episodes to really tell each part of the story, he just felt it would have been much better, and they kind of crammed it all into one movie. But I thought all in all, big sci-fi adventure, it's good. I'm in. I like Ender's Game.
For non-readers, perfect.
Yeah, for non-readers.
All right, Ralph is out today, and this is curious for the Kevin and Bean listeners, because if he were here, he would be talking about how excited he is to see Las Vegas. He has genuinely been looking forward to it. I don't understand why. It looks terrible to me, Russ. Please enlighten us.
Wow. He's really looking forward to it, huh?
Yes,
well,
so much.
He likes the cast.
Wow. Well,
it's got a great cast.
It does. Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline. And really, it's geezers gone wild.
Yes.
So what can be bad about that? And by the way, I guess it's called Las Vegas.
Yes.
Because all these guys are old and apparently going to die.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so you've got these guys partying in Vegas. Kevin, I can tell you, it's not like the parties you go to.
Oh, that's a shame.
Right? Because here's the thing. Let's get it out here. I was in a screening with a bunch of old people. The old people really seemed to enjoy it.
Right.
I felt like it was about as much fun as osteoporosis.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Right? Like,
right.
It felt like these guys were slumming it. They're collecting paychecks, all the jokes. Here, can I tell a joke and you tell me if you think this is funny?
Sure.
Okay? So here's a joke from the movie. You've got a hot young chick in the club. She says, "Do you have any drugs? Does Lipitor count?"
What?
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
There it is.
Well done.
That is all I need to know.
Yeah, this movie blows.
All right. The beautiful Rachel McAdams is back with yet another movie about a time-traveling lover. What's going on with About Time?
Oh, Lisa, how giggly are you over
there?
I love her.
I love time travel. I love romance. Tell me it's good.
Wow.
Well, you love it all then, because this is a time-traveling love story called About Time. You've got a young man discovers a family secret. He can travel back in time, using it to woo his girl, his dream girl. But you know what? The more he tries to change things, the more things go wrong.
Isn't that the truth?
It is the truth. Let's listen to a little clip from About Time.
Tim, my dear son, this is going to sound strange, but there's this family secret
that the men in the family can travel in time.
For me, it was always going to be all about love.
I'm Tim.
I'm Mary.
It's my mother's name.
I remind you of your mother?
Obviously, I should have thought this through more.
I'm Mary.
I love your eyes.
Do you?
I love the rest of your face, too. I haven't even looked further down, but I'm sure it's all fantastic.
Yeah. I'm in.
Oh,
was that Bill Nye? Was that the dad?
Yeah, you like how that music swells. You like, oh, I love your face.
Charming.
I love
so,
your
it's so this sweet is, and charming.
This is Groundhog Day, right? This is Bill Murray who learns from his mistakes trying to get Andy McDowell in bed. It's the exact same movie played out 25 years later.
With English accents.
Yeah, of course, in The Time Traveler's Wife. This movie's been done a thousand times, but I will say, directed by Richard Curtis, did Notting Hill, Love Actually, Bridget Jones' Diary. Lisa, this is just an ooey-gooey rom-com sap fest.
So you would tell me to go, right?
I would tell you to go.
Awesome.
I actually thought it was pretty good.
But for the rest of us, you would say...
Well, nothing blows up, Kevin, so you can't go.
All right,
no, Kevin, I think you're wrong here, because I think Lisa wants to go because she's just like that. But guys, every now and again, you have to take a bullet.
Right.
This is a good one.
Not a bad bullet to take.
Okay. All right.
And finally, a little something for the kiddies. This is called Free Birds. This is what? A new animated movie with Amy Poehler, Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, and others doing the voices. I don't have a clue what this plot line is.
Well, it's a turkey time travel movie, Bean.
All right, finally.
Come on. You got two top turkeys. They travel back in time because what they're trying to do is stop turkey from ending up on the Thanksgiving menu. You want to hear a clip or you just want to get to the punchline?
Well, I mean, I guess we'll play a clip. I mean,
go ahead.
I guess
play
we can play.
Okay,
play
what's inside this secret base anyway?
A time machine.
A time machine?
A time machine.
A time machine.
A time.
What? Who told you that? You did just now.
That's our mission. Not to save 10 turkeys or even 100, but all of them. We're going back in time to the first Thanksgiving to get turkeys off the menu.
So Rachel McAdams is dating a pilgrim? I'm confused.
Come on, this is a turkey time travel movie.
Wow.
How could that be bad?
I like terrible movies, and that looks like I'm not going to go.
No, you're not going to go. You're not going to go see this one. And, you know, not so great for the kids, not so great for the parents. It's a little undercooked.
Now Russ, is it not Disney and not Pixar? Is that basically the problem here, Russ?
I think that's part of the problem. I also think they're trying to sell it as Angry Birds. I can't tell you how many kids have come up to me and said, I want to see the Angry Birds movie. It's like, it's not the Angry Birds.
Oh, sure.
Oh, interesting.
Right? It's very different. And it's a movie where, like, the nuggets that you eat and the turkey that you put on your plate, they put a face on. So, like, the kids are going, but wait, I didn't realize the bird's name was Steve and it had a mother and a face.
Dear God.
You know?
So, Ender's Game it is for me.
Yeah, Ender's Game. And, you know, I'm sure you guys have talked about Gravity, Captain Phillips, 12 Years a Slave, All Is Lost, the Robert Redford movie. There's some great movies in theaters right now.
Pretty much anything but Las Vegas. That's what we're going to say here. You can follow Russ Leatherman on Twitter, and you should, at 6 Second Reviews. And, of course, anytime you're really in a hurry and want to know whether a movie is worth going to see or not, at 6secondreviews.com. Russ, you're the best, man. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55. Our friend Brad Williams, professional comedian, is going to be at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank over Thanksgiving weekend on that Friday and Saturday night. Two shows both nights. Tickets on sale now, just $20 for flapperscomedy.com. Or if you just want Brad in the privacy of your own home, you can buy his brand new comedy album released on Tuesday through iTunes called Hi Ho. It was recorded at the Ice House in Pasadena.
You can also invite him to your house on Twitter at Funny Brad.
Yeah, you can.
Nothing wrong with that.
The I'll service he up. Provides.
You know what's
Nothing
funny?
Nothing wrong with that.
People do that a lot. They send me messages and just say, hey, I'm having a party, come on by. But probably the weirdest stuff that I get is someone sent me an email recently requesting me to do stand-up at a funeral.
What?
He said, our friend died and he was a huge fan of yours and we know that, like, well, he's not going to be enjoying it.
No, but he would want that.
But he would want that. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did you do it?
No!
Ah, come on.
Why would I go to a funeral? I can't.
That's where all the fun people hang out.
That's a tough crowd, you guys.
Isn't it?
And he died young. He died at like 27.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
So, like, yeah. No one's going to be there, looking for the ha-has.
Yeah.
Like,
you may have made the right decision.
And he had and his wife and kids are struggling on without him. And now comedy. Woo!
Boy, you have a weird life, Brad.
Who wants all to right. laugh now?
Let's take a look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning, Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Oh, well, Suge Knight is back in the news.
Now, wow. There's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Right. You
unless he's
Knight.
In custody. I respect everything he does.
Darn right. I think you're actually going to be behind this.
Okay.
Suge Knight, founder of Death Row Records, was associated back in the 90s with gangster rap and Dr. Dre. He is telling TMZ that he demands, not wants, demands that Tupac Shakur get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He demands it.
He demands it. And he says if it doesn't happen, he, and this is not me speaking, this is him, all the homies are going to be scratching off names. We don't care who it is, even Elvis.
Really?
So they're going to go
so gonna deface the place.
Yeah, he says he's going to go carve up a bunch of stars because it's not Tupac. Listen, I think Tupac deserves a star.
I'd say so too.
Yeah.
What's the
I'm not sure they're going to get it this way, but
of rappers on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Are there any?
I don't know, but Michael Bolton has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
If Michael Bolton has a star, come on.
I think Tupac deserves it. Why not?
Yeah. California Love? Hollywood Walk of Fame? Let's do that.
It is kind of embarrassing, though, to have 50-year-old or whatever he is, Suge Knight, talking about how he's going to go down there and spray paint a sidewalk if he doesn't get his way. I mean, it's a little bit tantrumy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like right after I get my diabetes medication in, I'm going to...
Says Kevin, by the way. That last remark about how what a baby Suge Knight is, that was Kevin.
That was Bean. Yeah, I can't believe you said that about Suge Knight.
Yeah, you guys saw it. It was Kevin.
I respect him.
Don't hang out on a balcony.
Yeah.
Near Suge Knight.
Good advice.
That's all I'm going to say. Keeping with the hip-hop and rap theme, Tyra Banks.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God. This is insane. Tyra Banks was on the Steve Harvey Show, and Steve Harvey brought up to Tyra Banks that Drake had said that he went on a date with her to Disneyland, and Tyra thought, well, I've got to talk about this. I've got to shoot this rumor down. But rather than just do what normal people do and say, hey, I didn't go on the date, he's lying, whatever, she decided to freestyle rap her answer.
If that's what you call it.
Well, let's go to the videotape and see what our listeners think.
Drake, I have words for you. I'm a freestyle. I can rap what I got to say to you. Drake rhymes with snake, but no, he ain't. He's more like a lion. Going on Ellen, but not lying. Telling the truth. What's up, dude? About that day on Disneyland. You ain't my man right now. But why you gotta not kiss and tell, but chill and tell? You're going to jail. And this is my Tyra mail.
I don't even understand whether she's denying or confirming that they went on the date.
It zero sounds for effort. Like...
Zero
like
for style, zero for star quality, and you know what? I'm being generous.
And on top of that, you're bat crazy.
That's really the worst thing I've ever heard, Brad.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe she just thought like her blackness would kick in, and she would
didn't
start rapping.
It did the opposite.
Nope, she's out of gas.
Her blackness ran the other way.
Right, I don't know if like blackness is like a superpower that you can just call upon, you know?
Well, now we do know.
You do know that that's not the case.
That is not the case.
No.
And I don't know, you just can't assume that you can do your stereotype.
Right.
That's true.
Right. You can't just say, I got this. I'm black. I'm going to start rapping. I don't automatically assume that when it rains, I'm be like, all right, pot of gold. It's happening. I'm going to get one of these
things.
Know
your limitations, people.
Exactly. Just do that. Just stop, Tyra Banks. Shut up.
Brothers and sisters, men and trees, I got really crappy taste when it comes to TV. I like Brothers and Sisters, not Dazed and Confused. With taste like this, I must be abused.
That's Lisa May.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
Down.
That's right.
Lisa May, straight gangster. Lisa that's May. That's how we do. Lisa May drives a 6'4 Impala. out in the K-Rock lot, and it bounces. Yes. I've seen that thing.
It's a Prius.
Represent!
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Hustler publisher Larry Flint is 71 years old. Lyle Lovett is 56.
By the way, Lyle Lovett on The Bridge. He's one of the actors on The Bridge. There's a guy we haven't seen in anything in like 20 years. All of a sudden, he's popped up on The Bridge this summer, and he was good. I'd forgotten that he acts also.
Oh, there you go. He's 56. Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 51 today. Toni Collette, actress, is 41. Jenny McCarthy is 41 years old today. And Rick Allen from Def Leppard is 50 years old today. Happy birthday, Rick Allen. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter on the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
By the way, quick announcement again tonight. Avenged Sevenfold is going to be right here at K-Rock in the building. They're going to be performing in the Red Bull Sound Space. That is a rare nighttime concert in there. You can see it live for free at krock.com at around 8:45 or so. Avenged Sevenfold is going to be performing. And then don't forget, speaking of concerts, Monday morning, 7:15, all the details on night number one of the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. That's here already. It's November, you guys.
It's nuts.
That's crazy.
Brad is here, filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat. Brad Williams, of course, has a couple of upcoming dates. Thanksgiving weekend, you are going to be appearing at Flappers in Burbank, Friday night and Saturday night. Two shows each night. Tickets are only $20, available through flapperscomedy.com. And the new album, recorded at the Ice House in Pasadena, is going to be out this Tuesday, called Hi Ho, available for pre-order now. You can get it on iTunes. Brad, what's the overview? This is an all-new set that people have not bought before, right?
Yes, this is all-new set. And I've already, if you listen to the album and you come see me in Burbank, I've already retired a little more than half that material.
No kidding.
So I'm already moved on. So you'll definitely get some new stuff there too.
I gotta say thanks to the listeners as well, because they know that Brad, some of them know that Brad and I are going to the World Cup in Brazil.
Yes.
And so they keep tweeting us stories of like decapitations and people getting stabbed and hurt. So we did just tweet something out just now, and it's also at kevinandbean.com, and that is my escape plan, which is that I can run faster than Brad. So if someone's going to get their head cut off, it's going to be Brad, because I'm going to be out ahead of him.
Wow, that's a heavy head to fall off,
and,
too.
And Brad wanted to test it out to see, so we raced in the back parking lot. So
yeah.
It is weird that the only stories we ever see out of Brazil, unless it's about a massive party of carnival, you know, are people getting killed. You know, or kidnapped or something like that. I mean, folks are setting you up for a dangerous time
for
the World Cup.
So what I'm saying is get the Brad CD now, because he may not be doing them for long.
That's true. Post-mortem. Hopefully I'll make some more money dead.
Hey, you know, as a little person, you don't technically run, right, Brad? You scamper.
You know what?
I swear to God, Bean, he almost beat me. And I cheated.
See, I have a very large head. I just lean the head forward, and then the body has to follow.
Same with me. I'm just a little bit taller than you. That's the same. Big head, lean forward.
Yeah. See, Kevin cheated in the race. He started early.
Yeah.
But I still almost caught you.
There's no referee that's going to be standing there saying that I ran from a guy with a knife too soon. You lose, sir. Good day.
How are you going to cheat at a race against a little person, Kevin? Do you also cheat so that your kids never win at sports when you play?
I cheat at everything I possibly can.
I
should know that by now.
I'm sure your wife loves hearing that on the radio.
Not that kind. Sorry for the showbiz beat.
Okay, moving on from that topic. Well, Charlie Sheen is going crazy again.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, a lot.
It's been a while since we've had some Sheen crazy in
Absolutely.
Our life. He went on a Twitter rant last night and also called in TMZ Live, calling his ex, Brooke Mueller, a dangerous, evil whore.
And she is the mother to some of his children, I expect.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
So it's good that he's saying all that in public for them to find out about.
Sure. Well, according to him, that's not the worst part that's happening in his children's lives. That Brooke is endangering their twin sons. That her home is covered in lizards and reptiles, and the kids are having night terrors because of it.
Lizards.
Yeah, I know.
That's not.
They're finding mysterious rashes on the kids. And that's coming from Brooke's house. I would think if you're hanging out in Charlie Sheen's house with all those porn stars, that's where you get a weird rash.
Sure.
That's where that would happen. So imagine being a kid and your parental options are Brooke Mueller, and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, there's no winner in that.
That's literally being between a crack rock and a hard place. That's a lose-lose situation.
No question.
But he said he's called Child Protective Services, but that they're doing nothing about it. So his Twitter rant, which if you would like to read that, it is an entertaining read.
Yeah.
Please go to his Twitter and you could read how he rants on Child Protective Services. So there you go. Charlie's back, everybody. We're all happy about that. Now, we were talking about Kevin, your wife, a little earlier today, and you were talking about the words that you would use to describe her and how you would compliment her and being you as well, because you're good people and good spouses.
But you asked in public.
In public.
Okay,
right.
I'm just clarifying.
Yes, exactly. Well, Jennifer Garner, wife of Ben Affleck, was in public on The Ellen Show. And she was asked about her husband, and she described him as spermy. Spermy.
Huh.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone described that way.
Peter North,
maybe. It
doesn't
sound
like
North.
A compliment.
Well, I guess the couple has three kids, and they don't want any more children, so they're saying they're using all sorts of contraception. They are...
Nothing can hold him?
Apparently
is that
not.
The story?
Apparently his sperm come out the size of me. They've been doing push-ups the entire time. So they just come out ready to rage.
Seriously? This condom? Seriously?
Yeah,
you thought that would work?
They burst through. Trojans, screw that. Bam!
Open wide for Chunky.
Spermy. So they're using all sorts of birth control methods to not get pregnant again.
That's funny.
Spermy. So our new Batman is spermy.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, just so you know, I have a lot of sperm.
I'm spermy.
I'm spermy.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Hustler publisher Larry Flint is 71 years old today. Lyle Lovett is 56. Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 51. Drummer Rick Allen of Def Leppard is 50 years old today. And speaking of rock guys, saxophonist Ronald Calise from Kool & the Gang is 62.
Oh, fantastic.
Kool & the Gang, Muggs, your favorite band.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Didn't you guys talk or something?
All right. Here at the Grammy Roundtable with Ronnie and Kool of none other than Kool & the Gang. How are you gentlemen doing?
Well, wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of your biggest hits goes a little something like this. Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight?
No.
No?
Nope.
Not us?
Not so much us, yeah.
Right. Anderson, come on.
I mean, it's funny, but...
He was sitting in front of them.
Right. But, all right.
Sorry.
Get yourself together, Anderson. I don't know if it's that funny.
Take it easy.
Okay. All right.
That's the sound people think I make when I run through the grass.
That's true.
Very true. Oh my God, what was that? What's happening?
Don't know.
Are we just doing crazy laughs?
Basically, yeah.
Do you have a Shakira in there?
I don't think so.
Well, all right. Oh God! That'll haunt my soul.
That's Kendra. Toto.
That's Toto.
Yes. Nick 2.0. Whatever we're calling him now.
Yeah. Sulu. Remember Sulu?
Sure. Yeah. South Park.
Yep.
South Park.
Right. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Someone dying.
Harvey Levin. That's right.
All right. One more big finish. Chris Griffin.
Ha 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 ha
Family Guy?
Well,
Chris Griffin?
I guess it's better than Throw Up.
Oh, that's Lisa. That's Lisa May.
Oh, wow.
Let's try that again.
All right, here's
one more. Old man. We are out of show.
Yeah!
There you go, everybody. That's the one.
Run it all back.
Hey, let's hear it for Brad Williams, sitting in for Ralph Garman today.
Again, doing my best.
Definitely go see him at Flappers in Burbank Thanksgiving weekend. Buy his new CD. It is on sale Tuesday called Hi Ho. Brad, you're the best, man. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I pitter patter on the showbiz beat.
Thank you. Monday morning, 7:15-ish, details on the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas this coming Monday morning. We'll see you then.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Have you ever been on Lufthansa airline before?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You know what? Respect. That's a baller move.
Roll another one.
I want to do hula stuff for my friends.
Just like the other one.
Do you trust them?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Anyhow, come on in, out the heat in the name of Jesus. Get out the heat, man. Come on in. Come on in and let the Lord breathe some air conditioning on you.
Roll another one.
Hello. The ladies love me.
Nope. Just like the other one.
Where's the outrage there?
This one seems to be about.
Kevin gave, he gives everybody her
consent. I don't have another cent.
Oh, yeah, sexy lady. That's my type right there.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
Just pass it around.
This is Bob from Chattanooga. The hour's coming.
Chill. You need to cool that out.
Well, Richard, thank you for your time. You are truly one of my inspirations. I'm not an actor, but you, comedic-wise, like, I mean, you take serious roles, comedic roles, but, I mean, it's that's the arts right there. You know, laughter, sad, cry, everything. And you, Mr. Dreyfuss, thank you so much.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's how we...